Welcome to Fragments of Redemption, our special three-weeks podcast. My name is Ruvane Brand, and I am honored to welcome you on this journey to impart meaning into this period of our Jewish calendar. This is a time of challenge, of fragmentation, as we reflect on our long history, our state of exile. Yet, within these fragments are the pieces of our redemption. Let's try one day at a time to bring Hashem into our lives in a greater and deeper way and put these pieces together to mend these fragments of redemption. Let's get started.
The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes in 559 Sif Dalet 4, Ein Omrim Tachanun B'Tishabav Ve'ein Oflin Al Paneim. We do not recite Tachanun, supplications after Shemona Esrei, and we don't fall on our arm. Why? Mishum demikri moed, because it's referred to as a moed. Isn't that strange? A moed we usually understand as a festival, an appointed time of happiness. How could you call Tisha B'Av a moed? Perhaps we can understand it in light of a parable. Imagine a father and a son who were in business together. The son lived in a different state, far across the country. Occasionally, the father and son would get together. The father would travel and meet the son. The father would host the son back at his home. One summer, the father goes to meet the son in the office in the son's location. He knocks on the door. He opens the door, looks in, and sees the son, and the office is in shambles. He sees that piles of papers are strewn all around. The cash box is open and clearly not cared for. He's distraught. And the son replies with silence. He has nothing to say. He's utterly embarrassed. The father says nothing. All he says is, "Let's go for a walk." They leave the store and they walk to a tree-lined boulevard and they walk for several blocks. They spend quality time together just like they do every other visit, but this time it's in silence. Finally, at the end of the walk, the son looks at the father and he breaks down in tears. And he says, "I'm so sorry I let you down. I let myself down, and I let us down." Lahavdil, in a certain sense, we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the son, and Hashem is our father. He shows up on the 17th day of Tammuz, and he says, "Here I am, ready to give you the luchos. I'm investing in you." And our spiritual life is in shambles. Comes Tisha B'Av, and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because we've made a mockery of our avodas Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "You know what? I'm going to spend some time with you." This Tisha B'Av is a moed. Says the Pasuk in Eicha, "Kro alai moed." It's an appointed time. It's just not an appointed time of simcha, of joy. It's an appointed time of silence. And that's why says the Pasuk in Eicha, "Sasam tefilasi." There's no davening. There's no tachanun. There's no begging. There's no supplication. Why? Because it's just a silent walk. In a certain sense, it's a walk of shame. But the good news is that at the end of that walk, what happens to the father and the son who have this lifelong relationship? Ultimately, the father says to the son, "You see, I understand, you made a mistake. I'm ready to see how you can make this better." They go back to the office. The son says, "You know what, this is what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to mend my ways. We're going to look forward, please God, to the Yamim Noraim, the days of awe that are approaching, which are a time for reproachment, for reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just in a sense of intensity and musar, but also in a sense of ava, of forgiveness, and culminating with the holiday of Sukkot. So yes, there is the intensity and the silence of the moed of Tisha B'Av, but at the end of that silence, we know there is going to be the seriousness, the focus on rebuilding that relationship of the Yamim Noraim, and ultimately the joy of the holiday of Sukkot.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey of Fragments of Redemption. If the Mashiach does not arrive at the last moment, please join us for a Tisha B'Av experience of keynote and commentary live at Congregation KINS on the morning of Tisha B'Av and also on our Kollel's YouTube page, www.youtube.com/Kollel613.